From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As part of this series of studies in the law of God, Dr. Alan Cairns has been considering the Ten Commandments in individual messages. Today he begins to deal with the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If ever a commandment suffered neglect, even by those who are believers in Jesus Christ, it is this one. Our society almost uniformly ignores the Lord's Day. Indeed, Christians who seek to keep this commandment are regarded as peculiar. Many have lost their jobs because of their refusal to work on Sunday. What is the meaning of remember the Sabbath day? As Dr. Cairns will show, God invested each of the Ten Commandments with His divine majesty and authority. There has been much controversy about this commandment down through the centuries, but it is still in force, and those who desire to obey the Lord need to give it serious consideration. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, here's a brief selection from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's devotional collection entitled Faith's Checkbook. This devotional is entitled The Bible's First Promise, and the text is Genesis 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first promise to fallen man. It contains the whole gospel and the essence of the covenant of grace. It has been in great measure fulfilled. The seed of the woman, even our Lord Jesus, was bruised in his heel, and a terrible bruising it was. How terrible will be the final bruising of the serpent's head! This was virtually done when Jesus took away sin, vanquished death, and broke the power of Satan. But it awaits a still fuller accomplishment at our Lord's second advent and in the day of judgment. To us, the promise stands as a prophecy that we shall be afflicted by the powers of evil in our lower nature, and thus bruised in our heel. But we shall triumph in Christ, who sets his foot on the old serpent's head. Throughout this year, we may have to learn the first part of this promise by experience, through the temptations of the devil and the unkindness of the ungodly who are his seed. They may so bruise us that we may limp with our sore heel. But let us grasp the second part of the text, and we shall not be dismayed. By faith, let us rejoice that we shall still reign in Christ Jesus, the woman's seed.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
By choosing what the Hebrew Scriptures call 10 words to summarize the entire moral requirements of His law, the Lord has very obviously invested each of those words with an enduring majesty and with an awesome authority. Each of these 10 words is a law. It is a divine commandment spoken by the mouth of God and written by the finger of God in tables of stone. Now that goes for the fourth commandment just as much as for the other nine. And I want you to keep that in mind as we progress tonight. That goes for the fourth. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Or as we read in Deuteronomy 5, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it. This commandment stands at the end of the first table of the law. You remember in the first commandment, the Lord demanded our exclusive worship. We should have no other gods. Then in the second commandment, the Lord laid down how we ought to worship, according to His dictate and revelation, and not according to the imagination of man. And then, in the third commandment, He enacted that we should reverence His holy name and every way in which He has revealed Himself to men. Now, in the fourth commandment, He stipulates a particular day. He stipulates the observance. The word observance is a very good word. To observe means not just to look at, but it means to keep and to guard. The observance of one day per week as His peculiar day, given to man as a divine gift for their good both physically and spiritually, and also to be sanctified for the Lord's glory. Now think of that for a moment, if you will. The Lord claims one day in seven. Now that alone should alert us to the importance of the fourth commandment. One day in seven. In other words, if you look at this in the light of an entire lifetime, the Lord is demanding that one seventh part of all the time that He allots to people in this world will be set aside as a Sabbath unto the Lord. One seventh part. The famous Southern Presbyterian preacher and theologian, late of the Columbia Theological Seminary, W.S. Plummer, drew attention to that this is a law that claims to regulate a seventh portion of human life. He said, if a man lives 21 years, this law controls three of those years. It's therefore important. But it also devotes this portion of time to religious purposes. These are the highest ends of all life. He makes this very insightful remark. All other time is secular. This is holy. That other time may be occupied with the things which perish in the using, but this holy time must be given to the things which take hold on eternity. So very clearly, the Lord intends us to see this as an important commandment. But despite the clear importance of the law, not one of the Ten Commandments has roused as much controversy or engendered as many questions or even as much strife as the Fourth Commandment. No other commandment that I know has otherwise sound Christians casting it off entirely as if it were a yoke of Jewish bondage. Indeed, many people see the Sabbath as ceremonial. It was part of the ceremonial law, and therefore it passed away with the other ceremonial laws of the Jews after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. No less a person than Martin Luther discarded the Sabbath entirely as Jewish. Even John Calvin looked upon the Sabbath as largely, though not entirely, ceremonial. And though Calvin did The whole to having one day in seven as a Christian Sabbath, it was not in any way as a continuation of the old Sabbath law. And such views persist to this very day. The fourth commandment is only ceremonial. Therefore, it is no longer binding. That's the common view. Now, it's not my purpose tonight to take every argument, lift it up, look at it, think of it, turn it around, and then, after you're all bored to tears, try to come to the Scriptures. What I'm going to do will be simply to propose to you, and I want you to notice very carefully what I'm setting out to prove, that the fourth commandment is still in force. That it finds its proper observance in our sanctifying the Lord's Day. Now that's what I'm setting out to prove tonight. And I think I'll be able to establish that quite clearly from Scripture, not from the opinions of men, but from the Word of Truth. And I'm asking you to give it your undivided attention. I'm asking you tonight to set aside your prejudices and what you've grown up thinking. I'm asking you to recognize that if, as I think I'll establish, this is the teaching of the Word of God, then it is an abomination beyond description the way modern Christians treat the Lord's Day. Is it any wonder the glory of God has departed from the house of God? When the very people of God count what God says is one of His most precious gifts as a vile thing, as an item of bondage, as something they will have nothing to do with. So let's give our attention as we set out to show from God's Word that the fourth commandment is still in force, and it finds its proper observance in our sanctifying the Lord's Day. And we will deal with the objections then as we go along. First, let me make this remark that the Sabbath is divine in its institution. The Lord specifically claims this day as His own peculiar day. Nehemiah 9:14 says, "Thou madest known unto them Thy holy Sabbath." The Sabbath belonged to God. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was the day He said is My day. Exodus 31, verse 13 and 14, "Verily, My Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between Me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you." It is the day that God claimed as His own. When you go back to the book of Genesis, you read the creation story, one thing hits you immediately, something we take for granted. God worked through a creation week. 6 days of labor, and then the seventh day He rested. But I want you to notice that God set up the management of human time on a week of 7 days. The seven-day week was not the invention of man. It was not the institution of a church. It was not the enactment of a parliament. It was not something arrived at after trial and error. There have been occasions in history where various other nations tried other divisions of time. But the reality is that at the very beginning of the world, God laid down the seven-day week. He set the pattern in creation. And in setting that pattern, that is when He instituted the Sabbath. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. "On the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. I think that's very clear that that's the institution of the Sabbath. And yet there are some people who immediately object and say it doesn't say the word Sabbath there, doesn't mention a Sabbath. Then they go on to say it talks about God resting, doesn't say a word about man resting. They go even further and say, if you read the whole book of Genesis, there's no mention of the Sabbath. Throughout all the ages of the patriarchs, there's not a mention of the Sabbath until the time of Moses. So they raise this formidable argument to say the Sabbath was not instituted at creation at all. Now, why is this important? Because obviously, whatever God instituted at creation, even prior to the fall of man, is obviously not ceremonial, it is not transient, it is moral and it is permanent. Thus you have the attempt to remove the institution of the Sabbath from the creation. But the Scriptures won't allow it. It's beyond all doubt that Genesis 2 was speaking of the Sabbath. The text we read this evening in Exodus chapter 20 makes that very clear. The Lord is referring back in this fourth commandment to the creation week, and He's drawing the direct parallel, the direct identification between the day that He rested and the day that they are to rest. It was the Sabbath that He set up. We have read in Exodus 31:17, the Sabbath is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Why? Because in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Furthermore, we read, the Lord sanctified this day. And then we read, the Lord blessed this day. Now the question is, sanctified it to whom? Set it apart to whom? Blessed it to whom? Certainly not to Himself. Obviously, when He set apart this day, He sanctified it for man, and He blessed it to man. And the fact that and it's quite true, the Scripture is silent on the Sabbath day from the creation right through to the time of Moses. The fact that there is no mention of that doesn't prove that the Sabbath, A, wasn't given, or B, was never known. It may prove that apostasy had set in. I mean, how many churches will you go to in America today to hear any mention of the Sabbath day? Does the silence of the pulpit indicate that God has abrogated the law? No, it doesn't. It just indicates backsliding. And it may do that in the book of Genesis too.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.